The Dow Jones Industrial Average has entered into correction territory after falling more than 1,000 points yesterday as worries about rising interest rates again rattled markets. A shaky day in the bond market appeared to spook equity investors as the Dow Industrials fell over 4%. Chief Market Strategist Art Hogan of investment bank B. Riley FBR.
As yields go up, the price that people are willing to pay for stocks goes down. So in simple terms, the last 7 years we've been living in about a 2% yield on the U.S. 10-year that's working its way to 3%, and people are reassessing what stocks should be valued at.
Second time in 4 days yesterday that the Dow Industrials fell more than 1,000 points. Analysis now from Miles Udland, markets reporter at Yahoo Finance. Miles, what's going on?
People will see the headline drop on the Dow, 1,000 points. That's a 4% drop, which I think market experts would really like you to cite more often. But I think what's happening right now is that everyone is looking around for one explanation. And I think what we're seeing clearly this week is that there is not one reason why the stock market is dropping. If we look back at the beginning of last week, people were talking about higher interest rates, higher wages, more inflation as possibly being a sign that the Federal Reserve would have to raise rates more aggressively. This could be negative for stocks. But then we saw an interesting development sort of off the beaten path where a specific fund that was betting against market volatility essentially went belly up as market volatility spiked.
Yeah.
And what we've seen over the last couple of days is that markets are trying to work out some sort of direction. And I think it's just traders, investors, no one really knows what to make of the market action right now, but we certainly know that the trend, at least in the intermediate term, appears to be down. And why it flipped so quickly, I think people are still looking for one answer why, and there simply is not a clean explanation.
And we're in correction territory at this point, right?
Officially, we are, yeah. So this is a favorite of market strategists. 10% from recent highs is technically a correction. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 tipped into that. It's been a little while since we've seen a 10% correction. Certainly did not see one in 2017. The last time we had this was back in 2015. So it's been a little while, and I think a lot of people forgot what it feels like when stocks go down, certainly when they go down this quickly.
All right, so you mentioned before that the Fed may have to more aggressively increase rate hikes, but they were expecting 3 rate hikes this year at least, right? So that had to be baked in. What difference does it make if they're sooner rather than later?
Right, exactly. So the Fed is looking for 3 rate hikes. Market pricing after last Friday's jobs report moved to 4 rate hikes. But I would agree that it's not really a completely fundamental overhaul of how the Fed sees the economy or of how the bond market sees the economy. We've seen interest rates rising essentially all year. And so as we've worked out, you know, what's really going on this week, you know, that explanation was always a little flimsy, that it was always, oh, the bond market is really spooking the stock market. I think there is certainly some of that based on what's happening right now. Some of that is impacting the stock market. But there's no reason that you're going to have 4% down days in the S&P 500 because the bond market, or rather because the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates more aggressively. I mean, certainly the Fed is going to pay attention to that at some point. And I don't think that they've sent any kind of signal that they plan to move, you know, so much more quickly. They're going to raise interest rates 6 times or something like that. I mean, we've had a number of Fed officials this week talking about how they're not concerned about the stock market action. So I think that's why, as the week has gone on, traders have looked at a lot of different elements, whether it's certain programs that are selling stocks, whether it's certain funds that are being forced to sell stocks because they were just kind of mispositioned for the regime that we've seen this week. And so, yeah, I think the market, you know, at some level cares about the Fed, but it's certainly not enough for the action that we've seen happening in just a couple days.
We speak with Miles Udland, markets reporter at Yahoo Finance, talking about another rough day for stocks on Thursday. How much of an impact might this agreement on Capitol Hill about a federal budget play into it? You know, adding to the deficits again?
Yeah, I think there's something to that. When you look at what's happening in the Treasury market, we're certainly going to have more issuance this year and going forward as a result of the tax plan, as a result of this potential budget deal, which again still remains a little bit uncertain. And don't forget the Federal Reserve is going to cease reinvesting some of its portfolio, not all, but some. And I think the bond market as a whole is trying to figure out how it will deal with an increase in supply. Rates have been at record lows, not just for the Fed rates, but certainly, you know, corporate bonds have been trading at, you know, a very small premium to Treasuries. Usually there's a bit of a wider spread there. And so I think all of this has to play into an idea that's essentially, you know, become consensus right now on Wall Street, which is that we are in a different market. We're in a different regime. That means interest rates are going to be going higher, and whether stocks go higher from here or not, I think, is going to be a result of how investors work out what they think the future might look like. But to your point about the budget deal, I think that's just another kind of noisy headline that maybe is impacting things a little bit. But much like, you know, the Federal Reserve saying something about interest rates or the market thinking they're going to do something will not push stocks down 4%, I don't think what we're talking about on Capitol Hill right now is something that's going to push the market down 4%. It's not a TARP-type situation where, of course, everyone remembers where that sent the markets tanking. It is certainly nothing like that.
Thanks, Miles. Miles Udland, markets reporter at Yahoo Finance.
Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review, and for more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.